At last night's offshore oil drilling forum in Tallahassee, drilling advocate David Rancourt with the Southern Strategy Group was asked who is backing the plan. A group calling itself Florida Energy Associates is mostly anonymous. Rancourt defended the anonymity of the investors by pointing to the surreptitious nature with which Disney purchased thousands of acres of land under the names of shadow groups in order to not tip people off to their intentions.
Lance Phillips, out of the Dallas, Texas area, has come forward as the leader of our group. Doug Daniels from Daytona Beach, Florida, is also a leader of our group and the COO of the operation. There are others in the group who do choose to be anonymous for a lot of reasons. I'm very proud of the people I represent. They're all from America. They're all God-fearing, tax-paying citizens. As I've said, some of them, however, wish to remain anonymous for the time being. All of them are willing to put their names forward the day a bid goes in for the opportunity to lease land in Florida. So we're not trying to hide anything in the long run, but we don't want to tip our competitors where we're interested in exploring, because this industry follows that. I will also submit to you that I don't know who's funding the efforts of our opposition.
Rancourt suggested that nominal enemies like Hugo Chavez and Middle East and OPEC nations would benefit if Florida retained its ban on offshore fossil fuel drilling. But the total amount of reserves off of Florida's coasts is not expected to make much of a dent in global fossil fuel supplies. Pinellas County Commissioner Ken Welch was one of the six panelists. Like most other Pinellas politicians and civic groups, Welch opposes lifting the ban on drilling off the coasts of Florida.
I would ask the opponents or the proponents why they don't drill in the 75% of the area where they can drill right now in the Gulf. Second of all, President Barack Obama was here yesterday in Arcadia at a Florida Power and Light solar farm, the largest in the nation. Alternative energy has to be a part of our energy independence. We cannot drill our way out of this problem when we produce 3% of the world's oil and consume 25% of it. So alternative energy, be it wind, solar, nuclear, I support as well as smarter and more efficient vehicles, hybrid technology, fuel cell, all of that has to be part of the mix.